Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is your girl, Leshy Lesh, man. Don't forget, man, if you're trying to jumpstart your morning and get it started and get it motivated, don't forget to check out Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays, each and every Monday from 9 to 10 a.m. in the morning. Jumpstart your morning and get it rejuvenated with the one and only Emma E2K on Lush Radio Online. Call in at 347-826-7722 and jumpstart your day.
Be stronger, gonna be bolder. Look up and I
morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday. My mind went as soon as I got in. I got on this show. I know this show is a motivating show, and it's an uplifting show. That is my intent. That is Lush Radio Online.com's intent. But we can't ignore when tragic things happen in our world, and we have to address it. So I want to start by this weekend being one of the most horrific weekends that our world history has had as far as terrorism. And as far as hate, after 9/11. So this last Friday, I want to send a rest in peace to Christina Ginnin. I want to say her name correct. I have it posted everywhere. But it started, you know, the whole craziness started Friday with this young, vibrant, you know, princess, singer, was in Orlando performing. She came out to do a performance. She did the performance. And afterwards, you know, how some of the artists stayed behind to sign autographs. And she did that for her fans. And a crazed fan, because we don't have no explanation yet at this moment, but someone not in their right mind, because someone that is in their right mind wouldn't do something like this. So someone that's not in their right mind just walked up to her and shot her dead. So rest in peace to Christina Grimmie. And that so the craziness started Friday, and the devil this weekend was out and about. And he proceeded Saturday to go to Club Pulse and destroy more than 100 families' lives. 50 people, including the gunman, deceased. And 54 people hurt, some critical, you know, all gunshot wounds in the hospital. Some are going through surgery, so some were still waiting for the results, still missing. Some of the families don't even know about their loved ones, if they're okay, if they're not, you know, because of the chaotic situation. I want to extend my deepest condolences to those that have, and I personally, sadly, know some people that were personally touched. So my condolences goes out to you, your entire family. Person with a lot of words, but speechless at this moment, because what do you say? What do you say to evil? You know, we have to be able to combat evil with love. That's the only key to love, man. Love is love. Love is love. Love is love. And I know at this moment it's just it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing for anybody. This is just a hard thing because it kind of snatches our safety right from under us, that you can't go and celebrate in a club, These were a lot of Puerto Ricans. It was a mixed crowd, but it was more Puerto Ricans because they were celebrating for the Puerto Rican parade and, you know, the Puerto Rican Pride weekend. So, you know, it just affects us in so many ways. So I just want to say, on behalf of me, Emma E2K, and LushRadioOnline.com, we want to extend our condolences to those that have experienced in being connected or knowing anyone of this tragedy. I personally know people that have lost people and that have people that are hurt and people that are still missing. So pray for Orlando. Pray for the city. Pray for Florida itself. Pray for the state that we're able to lift ourselves up in love against this hate, this horrible, horrible hate. And only love combats that, combats fear, combats hate. You know, our God is a God of love, and the devil's running amok. And so we need to really practice more love and be kind to others, because everyone has a right to live how they want to live. Everyone has a choice. That's what God gives us, free will. So in our free will, we love who we love, and, you know, but it's just, it's crazy how this country has gotten to a point where there's individuals that really feel they can, who lives and who dies, who should be here, who shouldn't be here. As far as I know, there's only one God. There's only one God. And he deems who lives, who dies, not any individual, not because you feel whatever you feel. You don't have that right. But even though he was murdered, he still has to, you know, go up there and face my father. And he will, you know, he will live that raft. So I stay with that, knowing that, you know, that he ain't going to get away with it just because he was shot. You know, his judgment day, he has to face his judgment day. So my apologies if I, you know, dimmed down this show early in the morning, but it's something that has to be addressed. This is something that can't really be ignored, and there's just no way to go around it. But just to say that love is the answer. Please choose love over fear. Please choose love over hate, because hate has never accomplished anything at all. But if you notice love, love conquers all and accomplishes all. So less hate, man, and just more love. And again, my condolences to everyone that this has affected personally, and even if you wasn't personally connected, you still have empathy and sympathy for everyone else. But anyway, let me go to my phone lines. Good morning.
Good morning, sis.
Good morning, sis. How are you this morning?
I'm okay, I guess. Listening to what you say, and it's like, yeah, it is just really crazy what happened over the weekend. Not only with Orlando, but also that lady covering her kids here in the Bronx, you know, how she was going down, gun violence. It's just like, I don't get it. I'm at odd. I'm also disgusted by some people that I've seen on Facebook stating that God doesn't like ugly, and that's why all these people were killed, because they were gay. It was just outrageous to me how people could even think of it. Because my God is love.
That's right.
It is, whichever way you look at it, is just this weekend was many lives lost, many, it's just, I'm speechless when it comes to that, because, you know, I have, it touches me because I think of my younger brother who is married and he is gay. I just think, and he lives in Florida. I was just thinking, what if, it's just a thought, and I could sympathize with all those families that lost a loved one.
Yeah, it's, you know, like I said, I'm usually a woman with a lot of words, but this has left me, like, this weekend, I don't think I've prayed as much as, I don't think I've ever prayed as much as I've this weekend. Down on my knees, just praying for the world and just praying, because prayer changes things, and I know that. And, yeah, we do serve a God of love, you know. So for people to say that, it's people speaking without not knowing. Maybe it's just people that are in pain. And so when we are in pain, we always want to blame someone else, and we always want to put the blame on.
Of course.
On that. So the easiest target, you know. So I'm just going to continue to pray for all those individuals that just don't know any better, because, you know, I mean, it happens, you know. I pray for those that don't know any better. But, you know, we have to really, really practice more love. Like, seriously. Like, the devil is running amok, collecting. He's collecting bodies, man. He's collecting bodies, and we're just letting him do that. Like, you know? So.
Hate, yes. Like, hate had created a lot of problems, but I haven't solved one yet.
Yes.
So, we have to discard the hate. We really do.
Yeah. Yeah. When we get together, like, for 9/11, you know, when everybody got together in love and unity, and there was that, everybody want to help everyone else, that, you know, is love what got us through the 9/11 situation, you know?
That's correct. Absolutely correct. It was a beautiful to see 9/11. We all came together, and we need to come together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
so
just,
that,
I've seen it.
I've seen it that in tragedy, when you come together with love, you know, so many things, can be, you know, accomplished. So many good things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Good lessons always come out of tragedy. So, you know, I pray that this situation be one of those. But, anyways, the condolences to everyone, and I got to continue with the show. At the end of the day, I still have to do this for those that need the motivation at this moment. And but I thank you, sis. Stay on hold. I take my other phone call. And
no,
I appreciate you for always.
Have a good one, baby.
All right, honey. You too. Okay, so, you know, I tapped into speaking about the tragedy that happened this weekend in Florida. But this weekend affected, I mean, there were so many other, you know, tragic cases all around. I'm specifically just speaking on the ones that happened in Florida, because it was back-to-back Friday, the killing of Christina Gimme, and then, you know, the 50 people that were murdered in the Club Pulse, and the other 53 that ended up in the hospital. And, you know, there's some loss. There's still some going through surgery, and there's still a lot, you know, just mentally messed up. Forget about the physical, just the mental situation of enduring, you know, all that. So that's going to take a long time. But in this same weekend, too, you know, it was the Puerto Rican Day Parade in New York City, and something that us as New Yorkers wait all year round to celebrate, to put our flags up, to experience that pride. And there was a little damper on it due to this, because there was a lot of Puerto Ricans that were there in Club Pulse celebrating as well, you know, celebrating here, you know, due that it couldn't be up north. So But we're not going to, you know, let all that hate damper on the love, you know, that was displayed in New York City. So I'm going to open the phone lines to someone that was there, actually had a float, and can let us know what went on. Good morning, Dee. What's up?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm recuperating still from this weekend.
Imagine.
Yeah, it was just crazy. But before I start anything about the festivities and everything we did in the weekend, I really want to say, and I say this with a heavy heart, because I've been, like, it's been real emotional for me, just for the simple fact that I am a heterosexual man, and I really, my heart is really heavy for the people that lost their life, and we don't stand up for that. We don't rock with that. We, you know, humans are humans. You know, there's been a lot of education. A lot of people have been educated and have come a long way. But it still seems like there's a lot of ignorance out there. And, I admit, when I was young, I was very homophobic. We just didn't have an understanding, an open mind of what was happening and all the changes and all that. But as years gone by, I've been very open-minded, and I support it, and you know, you have to accept people for what they are, for what they want to be. You can't change a person that has decided to live a certain way, and this is how, what makes them happy. It's none of your business. You support them, and then you just keep it moving. Everyone in the gay community is a human being and deserves to live their life the way they want to, and that's just the bottom line, man. I don't understand how someone could go inside a club and kill, you know, people in a carnage like that. It just makes you think, like, where is this world coming to? And I don't care whether you're Christian, whether you're religion and you believe it, and whatever. You know, there was gay people back then. I don't want to hear that. I don't believe none of that shit. So people that want to say, oh, it's against God's will and all that, I don't believe that shit. You know what? God created every person on this earth. There's been gay people since the beginning of time. And, you know, when you learn to deal with that, then you'll be fine. You don't got to be scared of people. And that's just hate, man. And the real devil here is the hate. The real devil is the hate. So
absolutely.
I just want to say that. And our hearts, our 46,000 members of Puerto Rican Flags Up, we stand behind and we give our condolences to all the family members and everyone in the gay community that lost or just feel terrorized. You know, you cannot live in terror. You stand up and you keep going. And that's just the bottom line. And, you know, during the whole parade thing, I had a lot of stuff going on. You know, I had to go and pick up the bands back in the house. I almost missed the float. And still, those 50 people, and actually the hundreds of people that were in that club, because remember, 50 people died, 50 people got injured, but the terror that's in the rest of those people will live forever. Those people were in my mind and in my heart, and it was kind of like, I just couldn't believe it. I felt like I was in a dream that someone would go and kill people like that. It's just crazy. That being said, you know, we had an amazing time yesterday, man. We made the television. It's all over. We made Channel 7 News. We were repping our culture, our history. And, you know, we came down with Soundboy singing Arroz con Pollo. And it was just crazy. Like, this is one of the most fun I ever had in the parade. And this is our 13th year celebrating with our own float. And it was just amazing. It started off on Friday when we had Soundboy and Soqueta Nos Fuimos and performing live at the Copacabana for the PR parade bash. Then we kicked it off the next day at the 116th Street Festival there with our own table selling our shirts. We had the timbales out there. Everybody was with us. We had the live music there. Everybody was with us. And then we topped it off yesterday with the parade. And you know, now I'm tired and I got to go to work soon, so I'm going to have to get off.
Well, I appreciate you calling in and letting us know. because we can, you know, we can't give in to this fear, and we definitely have to sadly continue, you know, and push on and move forward and practice more love. It's just that, man. We just got to practice more love and not let, like, just like 9/11, we didn't let that tear us down, and we kept going, and I know for sure that we're going to all, you know, get together and do the same for this situation as well, because, you know, those terrorists are not going to define or tell us how we're going to live or how we're going to, you know, rejoice or party or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I thank you for calling in, definitely.
Yeah, well, thank you for having us. I just want to say that I know, Emma, you're in Florida there, so you got some work to do, man. Try to unite some of these people and try to change some of this mentality, because I'm coming out there soon in a couple of years, and, you know, I'll be there in July for a week, and, you know, maybe we could talk in person about how, you know, we could change some of this stuff. But,
yeah,
have a great day, and, yo, just check out the video. It's on our Facebook group, Puerto Rican Flags Up, and wepa.
Wepa, take care. Have a great, great day, man. Motivational Mondays, you already know.
I love you, Emma. Bye.
Love you too, baby. Bye-bye. Yeah, so, you know, in speaking on both sides, you know, I had to let you know, of course, what was going on this weekend. Due to that, it's international news. But at the same time, we can't forget the great things in this world, which is, you know, our pride in our culture, you know, in our Puerto Rican culture. So, like I said, we wait all year round to be able to have this opportunity to celebrate. I remember being in New York City and, you know, and starting off the weekend, you know, you have your Friday, you have your Saturday, and then you have your Sunday, which you already, by Sunday, you're already halfway done. But, you know, the pride is so big that it just carries you on to Sunday night till you're done. So I definitely remember, you know, me being even on the PR flags float, you know, and having that experience, you know, going down. It's nothing like being on a float and going down and seeing all those flags raised up and people screaming and all that. I mean, wow. You know, a big shout out always goes to the app, to, you know, to D-Cuts, my BFF, PR Flags Up, that allowed me to, you know, it's given me that experience a couple of times that I've been able to be on a float and just, you know, see the wave and the pride, and it's nothing like it. So, you know, I love being an American, and I love being Puerto Rican, you know, I love being a Latina. And I just love who I am, you know, and continue to love who you are and love others for who they are, man. Let's stop this judgment. Like, we are not God, you know. Only God is the one to judge. So let him do his job. Stop, everybody, stop getting in God's way, man. For real. Let's go into some music. We'll be back.
Made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out. Blood and fire, bad decisions, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, this place misunderstood. Misknowing it's so good, it didn't slow me down. Mistaken, always second guessing. Underestimated, look, I'm still around. Pretty, pretty, please, don't you ever, ever feel.
I swallow the fear. The only thing I should be drinking is an ice cold beer. So cool in line, and we try, 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 but we try too hard. It's a waste of my time. Done looking for the critics, cause they're everywhere. They don't like my jeans, they don't get my hair. Exchange ourselves, and we do it all the time. Why do we do that? Why do I do that? Why do I do that? Yeah!
What's good, everybody? This is Tommy, a.k.a. Urban G, lead pastor at Crossover Church in Tampa. And y'all are listening to Motivational Mondays with my girl, Emma. So keep it locked right here to get motivated, get inspired, and get some fuel for your week to keep rebuilding. Peace and God bless.
We try to look bigger than we are. We flaunt the clothes, the house, the car, but we really can't afford it. Honestly, we're drowning. The debt levels in our culture are astounding. As time passes, we've gotten greedier. Now we stunt on a catwalk of social media. Hashtag peace, hashtag beast mode, hashtag pride, hashtag wrong road. But Jesus rocked the total opposite. The free radicals, he's the antioxidant. He said a real beast is a servant. He made the Pharisees nervous like divergent. He was on a mission so urgent. He came to clean up our sins like detergent with action and words. He led by example. Now we all have clearance to use his sample.
Somebody said it would be.
Urban D. Roy Tash.
Keep my head out of
Ambassador. Check it. I still remember growing up, listening to hip hop, thinking if I had all they had, then I'm better off. Violin in my Cadillac, ladies in my catalog, searching for some real peace. I'm just feeling ripped off. American fiends, American dreams, selling lies on a television screen. Got my people weighing on a triple B. Gonna get the money, we would talk cream. So if we ain't rich, we gon' feel the press. Even Drake said he was unsatisfied. Blessed. Nah, God we trust, yeah we straight. My go day, we know we're made for so much more than this. World full of fiction, we some truth tellers. Trying to put you under what the truth tellers. You're made for more than swerving. Are you trying to be the greatest? Become a servant. Yeah, Tosh.
Kenosis. I got a picture, you could post it. It's simply getting poured out till it's empty. Could be living large, still be living skimpy. Getting low, hitting so your glory's tucked. Even though you could turn your glory up, yep. Now I can see the humble beast. God became a man, hung for me like dungarees. Now we can see what humble means. Jesus had a buzz like bumblebees, but still chose the humble means. His whole fam's in the program. John 13, deal with the toe jam. Lay it right down, wave him right down. Don't believe the hype, you might have to lay the mic down. Now lay your life down, play your pipe down. Pride for humility, trade it right now.
Nobody said it would be easy.
Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? Whoop. I don't think that I could live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day. I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving.
Hey.
I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I have been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this be nothing if he come in a mess with y'all.
I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, 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 love him.
Wanted you to fall, you were left, but I do, I do. You could have lost it all, you remember I do.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
Everybody's coming to the table. That's one thing that I can be optimistic about. Pain is what creates my music. I'm useless when I'm happy. So pain is what my motivator. Frustration, anger, confusion, loneliness. So I think with what you're talking about, with the world being chaotic, which it is, all this chaos is what's bringing us all together, bringing the three of us into one room.
Faith, I've changed my name, but no one wants me. tried hard to settle down for every job. So many men, so many men no one needs.
Don't give up, 'cause you have friends. Don't give up, you're not the only one. Don't give up, no reason to be ashamed. Don't give up, you still have us. Don't give up now, we're proud of who you are. Don't give up, you know it's never been easy.
Will I make it when these waves hit? Look slim to none when you broken. And I feel them storms approaching. And all I see is this deep grave. And I dread that I see red flags as I'm challenged by these replays. I dish the word, I used to pray a lot. Events occurred, now I stray a lot. I was traumatized when my daughter died. Now I often lie and I compromise. I don't know, just the hand I was dealt. The pain is too real, it demands to be felt. I feel like something's missing and I'm put in a position where I gotta be a man for myself. I'm in a place where my faith is challenged. Take my anger, take my malice. This life's a beast, I'm a nameless savage. It's hard to carry on when you claiming baggage. Take my sin, it keeps me excluded. I'm isolated, I seem secluded. I know the problems are deeply rooted. I need some healing, Jesus, do it. Divorcing, but through all that,
a remnant remains. I pray we see Jesus. Jesus, we sing. Tears in our eyes. Where is the hope? Where is the life? Where is the love that we used to display that came only from Christ? We used to be different. Our marriage is lasting, but now we just blend in like nothing has happened. Our hearts are lost, we've wandered far. Lord Jesus, take us home. We need you, God. Please heal your bride. We're praying at your throne. Wait, yeah.
me go.
Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, MA2K. Another blessed Monday to be able to be here to, you know, share the good word, to spread some positive motivation, even though I know today's show went a little to the left, but it needed to be done, to the tragedy that happened this weekend all around the world, but mainly in Florida, with the tragic death of 49 people, making it 50 with the gunman, and another 53 people that were injured. So again, I want to close the show by asking people to really dig in their hearts and find that love that's within you. You know, let's look at people through the eyes of beauty, and let's change our whole pattern of thinking, and let's practice love and not hate. I love you. Take care. Be good. And be kind to others so others can be kind to you. Have a good day, but an amazing week, man. Love more. Hate less.